So today's message is a two-in-one. The first part of the message is for the younger people, and the second part of the message is for us older people.
We're all young at heart.
So I'm going to ask again, Chloe, what do you see when you look in the mirror? A loving heart. Have you ever wondered what God sees? Maybe some of you think that God sees a beautiful, perfect person. Well, if that's what you think, then maybe this message isn't for you. And I'll excuse you to take a nap and kind of daydream a little bit. But this message is for those of us that when we look in the mirror, we don't see perfect hair, perfect skin, perfect teeth, anything perfect. The mirror of the world sees you according to some of the following things: what you have, where you go to school, the kind of shoes you wear, the friends you have, what other people say about you. And if we're honest, some of us may see ourselves when we look in the mirror as not enough. We're not brave enough. We're not smart enough. We're not enough. So I want us to dig in and look in the Bible and see what God says we look like to Him and who we are. And who we are in particular if we love the Lord and we've made a decision to serve Him. Noah, you are a child of God. Chris, you are valuable not because of what you have or what you look like. Sage, you are valuable because God created you in His image. Cheyenne, God created you on purpose. Mr. Travis talked to us, I think, a couple weeks back about Adam and Eve, and they were in the first book of the Bible, which is Genesis. Do y'all remember that? You don't remember? Well, you probably don't because we were out in the other part of the room. But the older ones do. And God breathed life into you. And He lives inside your heart and your soul. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Christiana, you're God's masterpiece. Every one of these statements are true, and they're in God's Word. And as adults, we have those same statements that apply to us as grown adults. And sometimes as adults, we forget, and we have to go back and dig in the Word, because God never changes. We change. We go all over the place. But who we are in Christ never changes as long as we love Him. Some of you have made a commitment in the last couple weeks to put God first in your life. So by doing that, you're free. And you're free from having that thing about you that makes you think that you have to conform to what your friends think you should do, or the places they think you should go, or the way they think you should act. Because you're children of God, You don't have to worry about what somebody else thinks about you. Your concern should be if the Lord is pleased with you and if you're doing things that are pleasing to Him. You have God's Spirit living inside of you. And if you look around this church, this is your other family. And your church are people of God and other Christians that you know. So we all are children of God, and we all have His Spirit living inside of us. Another thing that the Bible talks about is that God's love will never fail. Do y'all remember the words to a song that we sing? Can anybody recall? There's a song that we sing, and y'all like it a lot, and you sing it a lot. Oh, yes. What is it? Stand up. Yeah, stand up and say it.
Your love never fails.
Never?
Gives up, never runs out on me.
Did y'all hear her?
Yes.
Your love never fails, yes,
never
gives up, and it never runs out on me. Good God. So praise the Lord. They really like that song, and they sing it really good over there in their little area. But those are not just words to a song. That's true. That is in the Bible. That is in 1 Corinthians. And God's love is eternal. It's forever. It's forever. And in Hebrews, it says that God will never leave us. So y'all don't ever have to worry that your God's going to leave you. He's not going to leave you. As long as you love him, he is not going to leave you. I know for me that I've had hurts in my life because people failed me. They didn't love me the way that I thought they should love me. Or they left me. But that is not the Lord that we serve. Not the Lord that we serve. And that's a comfort to know and to believe in that.